Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Reconnect My Heart Podcast, the show that we talk about life's problems that may break or tear our hearts apart. On Reconnect My Heart, we discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our hearts back to the way He originally made us. I'm your host, Brother Pratum, so glad you're here to join us. If you have any questions, comments, if you just want to listen to the show, feel free to call me at 516-453-9118. That's 516-453-9118. Also, for those who want to see the video version of Reconnect My Heart, you can go to reconnectmyheartpodcast.com, as well as on my app, my mobile app. You can see on Brother Prater, you type in Brother Prater. If you have Google or Apple, feel free to just chime in on there. Download my app, and you can see on podcast, you can see Reconnect My Heart podcast. I want to thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in. First of all, I'm so excited today. May not sound like it, but I'm excited. Everything is working today. Everything is working. So thank God everything worked out. Maybe kind of having a stretch or so, but God got the victory, and also I'll have some hauls. So thank God for that. Today, what was on my heart, just cutting straight to the point. Today, I thought about sometimes having to press that reset button. Sometimes that reset button is so important. You know, when I start working on some of my programs and stuff on my computer, I was having some problems. And so oftentimes what they would have me to do was press the reset button. and I pressed the reset button, it began to line up everything and update everything, but also allowed it to give us some rest. So once I was able to press that reset button, everything worked out. Sometimes even when I would have a problem with my computer, sometimes they would tell me to put it back the way that the manufacturer made it. Sometimes you have to put it back so that way you can have a progress. So today's episode, I wanted to entitle it Reset for Progress. Reset Progress. You know, I was looking at my brother. I was looking at football games today, and I noticed anytime there's a lot of penalties, or even, let's say, in basketball, when it seems like the opponent is scoring back to back to back, what does the coach do? Sometimes one of the players hit that timeout signal. Why is the timeout? Because they need to assess what may be going on or what may be going wrong for them to be able to get recalibrated. There may be something that they may be missing. There may need to be a substitution of players. But this is the time where there is some change that has to be done. And so with that, when we look into our life, there may be a change that may have to take place. Many of us go on to overdrive. Some of us go on and we are pushing and pushing and pushing. Some of us need to press the reset button. Some of us, we're going on fumes. Some of us are dry heaving. And we're going and going and going and not productive in what we're producing. Nothing. And so God wants us to be able to just, hey, take a chill pill. I know that's an 80s term, but for us to take a chill pill, because whatever we're supposed to be doing, we're supposed to be productive. There should be some evidence of some productivity. There should be some evidence of growth, some evidence of work. But if there's no work, if there's no productivity, then what's the purpose of us doing it? God never intended for us to be spinning our wheels. God made us with purpose. God made us with purpose, and we supposed to be producing something. And so with that, many people, even if you look at it pertaining to work or pertaining to a relationship, when you get a male and female together, let's say, first of all, married, to get a male and female together, what happens? During intercourse, there's going to be a child that's going to be produced. But don't you know, even when you look at from every other aspect, we're supposed to be producing something. I always think about the goose that lays the golden egg. That goose, even though it might have been a metaphor, but that goose was producing something. And if you're not producing something, that means you're producing nothing. Think about it. Your time is valuable. Your life is valuable. Don't you know we're here on this earth for a limited time? It's just like going on sale. They always say there's a limited time offer. And what do you need to do? You need to take heed and hurry up and get that sale before it expires. Where if there's an urgency pertaining to a sale, there should be an urgency pertaining to purpose. We don't know how long we have. You know, there are many people that are dying left and right now. But God has made us to be productive. And you don't want to be spending all your life burning your wheels. There's a saying that says the richest place in the world is the grave, because many people die without fulfilling the purpose and plan that God has for them. And so would you contribute to a great value within the grave? Or do you want to go to the grave empty? Do you want to go to the grave where your legacy still remains? And one of the things I always think about, excuse me, I'm run over here 1 second. Excuse me 1 second. Okay. Y'all heard me say this, and I think about this often. But the day after Michael Jackson died, that was, he actually passed away, June 25th. But on June 26th, it hit me. His family, his kids, his grandkids, his great-grandkids, they're gonna be taken care of. They're going to know him. He's going to be known for many years. But what hit me was 100 years from now, they're going to know Michael Jackson. 100 years from now, our offspring may know Michael Jackson or may have heard of Michael Jackson. But 100 years from now, will people know you? In other words, would there be any evidence of your existence? So in other words, everyone has the potential right now to be productive, to do something that will change, that will leave a thumbprint in society. You represent more than that person that's in your mirror. You represent your family. You represent those that love you and those that you love. Don't you know many people have made an impact? And it's funny, many people made an impact on us, and sometimes they don't even know. But right now, if you think about right now, the person that you are, you may have been influenced by someone. My question is, the impact that they've had on you, what would you do with it? Would it be something that would be so monumental that it changes society, changes people's lives? Or will you bury it with you? Like I said, God has given each and every one of us the ability, a gift, a purpose, and a calling. You know, but think about it, in the Bible, it tells us that he knew us while we were in our mother's womb. He gifted us with something. And like I said, many people may have more than one. There are some people, they're gifted with talent. It was like God-given talent they were born with. There are others, they may have to work at it. And so the question is, what are you doing with it? Are you doing anything with it? That's why it's so important. And it's okay sometimes to take a chill pill, sometimes for us to be able to recess, to assess everything. I always think about back in the day wrestling. I love wrestling. Those that know me know I love wrestling. And I remember back in the day, from Dallas, there was a wrestling manager named Gary Hart, very intelligent, playboy Gary Hart. And so what he would do, he would get these wrestlers, and when he see that the wrestlers were in trouble, he'll tell them, come out the ring. He'll fan them, come out the ring, and come here. He'll kind of talk to them for them to be able to assess things. He would tell them, what's going on and what's going wrong. Why? Because he got a bird's eye view. He's seeing, on the other side of the ring. He's seeing outside of the ring. Be able to see, even though it might have been choreographed, it was a very teachable moment for us to understand that there are some things, when we see things ain't working, we need to take a step back. Like I said, God made us with the ability to work, but work should not burn us out. Oftentimes we get a burnout either because we're doing something in the wrong way, we're doing the wrong thing, or we're doing it and we're overdoing it beyond what God told us to do. See, I think about I always say this, but I think about when Moses saw the burning bush. The bush was burning, but it was not consumed. So in other words, anything that God has given us to do, there should be a burn, a zeal without a burnout. Anytime there's a burnout, that means that we're doing something outside of God's authorization. It could be the way we're doing it, or it could be what we're doing it. So the key thing for us to be able to seek God pertaining to the instruction, first of all, always acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he shall direct our path or make our pathway straight. That's what it means. For us to be able to get clarity, you know, even in the scripture, it tells us, seek ye first kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What does that mean? Seek ye first God, and then the things of God, meaning God has things, but also the devil does too. God has an assignment for you, but also the devil try to bring distractions to bring multiple things to distract you from what God has for you to do. So seek ye first God, the things of God, and his righteousness, meaning God's way of being right. Being right and doing the right thing the right way in the right timing. And what will happen? The produce or the produce will be all these things shall be added unto you, meaning all these things shall chase you down. You don't have to look for the things will look for you. In other words, you in harmony, you at the location that God told you to do, what he told you to do, and how he told you to do it. And when you in that location, God will direct deposit. God will email. God will FedEx. Whatever you are pursuing, he will FedEx that to you. Because you're in the location that he told you to do. You're the location where he told you to go. So that's why it's so important for us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. And he shall what? Direct our path or make our pathway straight. So with that, I want us to be able to really just take inventory of what God told us to do. So that way we can be in harmony and we can have the results that God has for us. You know, hello everybody, hello. I want us to really take inventory. There may be some things or some ideas that God told us. And those that know me, look here, I'm a very much stickler in this. The Bible told us to write the vision and make it plain. It is so crucial for us to value what God has told us or given us. Don't you know God's given us the ability with ideas and stuff, but sometimes we minimize it because we think, oh, I don't know why I'm thinking about that. We just dismiss it. But you'd be surprised. There may be God's way of testing you to see if he can trust you with what you're praying for. We ask God for business. We ask God for promotion. But you think about it. God want to give you, look, God want to give you the ability, the ideas, the crafts and stuff. But if he just gave it to you everything right now, so right now he might be giving you a seed of what you're praying for. But how are we handling that? We got to value the seed so we can understand the harvest. We got to value the seed. And so always look for God in every aspect of your life. I always say this, look for God's fingerprints. When God give you instruction, when God give you a conversation, I always tell people this, write it down. Write it down. Pray over it. Fast over it. Even when you sleep, when God minister to you, when God show you things when you sleep, hey, when you wake up, write it down. Don't dismiss it. Don't think, well, you know, I'll do it when I get a chance. That's when the devil tries to take the idea from you. There are many people that become multimillionaires because they trust God with the idea that He gave them. Hey, and I'm thinking about the same thing. We asking God for things, but can God trust us with it? We say we trust God, but can God trust us with what we're praying about, what we're praying for? So I will encourage you, don't take this lightly.
Even
right now, where you're
at,
you might have made some mistakes. You and a couple other guys, I glance at, go,
what are you doing here?
Because
in my mind, y'all should already be gone.
Yeah.
So that's why when you see me looking at you, funny, because
my
short-term registry is saying you should be out of here.
Yep. Utilize this time where you can be able to learn more about God and learn more about yourself. Utilize this time as an evaluation. Utilize this time where you can get a chance to just talk to God, even be rehabilitated, whatever it is. This could be pertaining to business. This could be pertaining to purpose. This could be pertaining to relationships, whatever it is. If you made some mistakes, hey, forgive yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Don't wallow in your sorrow or defeat it. No. You don't have time. We always say this at church. Time is winding up. Yeah, we're supposed to be evangelizing. We're supposed to be in our purpose. We're supposed to be doing what God has us to do. Also, that also includes being able to do exactly what God wants to do. Not just inside the church, but outside of the church. In your vocation. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. And I'll tell people what it is. It ain't too late. I don't care how old you are.
I'm not Harmon, but okay.
I remember.
But I'm not Harmon.
On, I believe it was a young lady. She was like 10 or 8 years old. Graduated. That was great.
That was
and
funny.
Somebody asked her, "Are you gonna go? Are you gonna go to this class? Are you gonna go to this school? You know, why are you doing that? You know how long it's gonna take you?" Yeah. She was saying, "If it take me 4 years." In 4 more years, I'm going to be 70-something, 80-something years old anyway. I'm not going to sit down. No, I'm going to keep on going. And that's what I want to tell people. While you still have blood running warm in your veins, you got time. Do it. Don't wait. Do it. Like that old slogan.
Ow.
Be like, look, be like Nike and just do it. Do it. If God give you that burning, God give you that zeal, to do it, get up and do it. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. You know, the biggest enemy that we deal with is the person that's in our mirror. We have allowed ourselves to be defeated with going forward in life, you know, doing what God has us to do. And we have doubted ourselves. We have discouraged ourselves. We have allowed people to discourage us. Well, I would say this. We have given others permission to discourage us. Nobody should control your purpose or your destiny or even your mindset. We allow people to get into our minds. No. You do what God told you to do. And why wait? Why? Well, you know, I'm going to wait for this person to help me. Look here. What I found out, sometimes the main people we anticipate that's going to help us are the main ones that let us down. God be for you. Who could be against you? If God is giving you that seed, if God is giving you that zeal, that purpose, and you waiting on a tag team partner, you'll find yourself not doing it at all. No. God gave you the purpose. God gave you the vision. But I always ask people this. Was it God or was it you? Was it God? If it was God, look here. God will always put his seal of approval. But when we listen to people and God did not tell us to do it, don't do it. Do not do it. We got to make sure that it's God. When God told us to do it, that means he has authorized and God will always provide a way. Even when man closed the door, don't worry about when man closed the door. That means God has a door available and maybe bigger for you to walk through. Look, notice I said walk through, not kick down. Mm-mm. Walk through. God will always show you evidence of the things that he has for you to do. And so I want to encourage you, yes, right now, this might be in your, this might be the season where it seems like things may be not moving. That's a good thing. Utilize this time to reset, to analyze, I think that's the word, to take inventory. Let this be the time where you get a chance to really just talk to God. Also, talk to you. Talk to yourself. Minister to yourself. You'd be surprised. This might be the time that God has for you to be alone, for you to hear from him, and also for you to hear from yourself. Rebuild. Look, to get rebuilt. Reset, to get rebuilt. To be restored. To be revived. To be healed. Whatever it is, utilize this season in your life for you to be able to, look, go into the pit. And we ain't talking about the pit that Joseph went through. We talking about the pit that the race cars go through, where they exchange tires, where they assess everything so they can go ahead and finish the race. God may be having you right now to be in a period where you can be able to just make some moves, make some arrangements in your life. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged. Look here. When God has something for you, you don't take long. You asking God, I need this, I need that. What if God has already given it to you? You may not be to know your purpose. God already revealed you. You may just need strength. You may just need encouragement to do it. Whatever it is, ask God whatever you're lacking, let him provide it. I want to encourage you this period right now. If you notice in that word reset, if you take out the E in between the S and the T, is rest. Rest doesn't mean sleeping yourself through. You might need to get some rest, some mental rest, some emotional rest, some spiritual rest. You might have been wherever, you might have been going, you might have gone through some things. Rest in him. Rest in him. In your rest in him, allow him to build up your confidence. Build up your confidence in him and the confidence in yourself. I want you to realize that God has a purpose and an assignment for you. But you need to be encouraged. You need to do what God has for you to do. And like I said, don't wait for somebody to do it for you. Because some people, God may be telling you to do it and you're waiting for them. And God said, no, I'm with you. No, go forward. In his name. So, with that being said, I want us right now to look at whatever plans that you put off. Why put off tomorrow when you can do it today? Okay? Something else I want you to think about. I thought about when our parents gave us instructions. Go in there and wash the dishes. When did they... First of all, what did they tell us to do? They gave us instructions. When did they tell us to do it? They have to tell us. No, when they gave us instructions, they mean for us to do it right now. One of the things I always say, delayed obedience is still disobedience. Don't be disobedient in your life anymore. What God told you to do, do it. And do it and give with a cheerful heart. Do it unto God, knowing what you do, you're doing it from your heart, you're doing it in love. and know that when you give to God and when you do it unto Him, you can't be Him giving. So utilize this time to trust God in every area of your life. Look, right now, you might be scared. Right now, you might be worried. You might be concerned. No, that's why it's so important for us to consult God in every area of our lives. Have that conversation with Him. And know, yeah, right now, you may not have ever seen what God put in your spirit. You may not have ever seen it before. That's a good thing. You might be the one that God was using to introduce the world to what He wants you to produce. What if? What if? Yeah, you might have think, you might have been thinking about your educational background or lack of educational background. Oh, well, you know, I already had some kids, and, you know, I'm not good enough. And what? Don't let anybody talk you down. Don't let anybody even talk you out of what God told you to do. And don't think about your past. Well, you made some mistakes. So what? One of the things I always say, when the devil bring up your past, you bring up his future. Future is, look here, we already got the victory. We got the victory. So why would you listen to what the devil telling you when God told you what to do? You're going to entertain with the devil? You're going to let the devil bring up your past? Nah, come on now. Nah. You can do it. You can do it. And God wants you to do it. And we want you to do it in Jesus' name. So, with that being said, just in case you're not saved, just in case you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want to encourage you right now. It ain't too late. You can accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and know that He has your best interest at heart. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you. And we're not just talking about serving a God that's, you know, unconcerned. Look, God loves us. And, you know, even the Bible tells us He chastens those that He loves. He disciplines those that He loves. Know that even the things that may be going on in your life, if God get your attention to let you know, He wants you to come to Him. Look, no longer run anymore. Don't utilize this time to continue to run. God has more for you than what you realize. And so accepting Him as Lord and Savior in your life, that's the best decision you can make. Now, one of the things I always tell people, yeah, when you get saved, are all your problems over with? Nope. Key thing is, in the midst of every problem that may happen in our life, we got somebody with us that's going to help us to coat our hearts, even to help us to navigate through the process, through everything that may be going on, give us the wisdom, the insight for us to get out. Think about that. Think about it. So just in case you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want to invite you to allow Him to come to your life. And what a change could happen when you accept Jesus Christ in your life. So with that being said, if you have any problems, if you have any cares, if you have any worries, cast everything at His feet and know that He's here to help us. Not just later on, but even right now. The Bible tells us, cast all of our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. We serve a God that cares. We serve a God that is concerned about you. And He wants you to fulfill the perfect plan that He has for you in your life. So, right now, as we get ready to pray, I want you to think about everything may be going on. Give it to Him right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we're coming to you right now. We thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. We're coming to you right now, God, we acknowledge your presence on today. So, God, we come to you right now, God. We first of all, God, ask you God to forgive us, God. Anything that's in us to sound like you, God, permission right now, that God, to use any and everything right now in the name of Jesus. Search our hearts and search our minds right now, God. And if there's anything that's in us that's done like you, God, we give you permission, God, to get it out, God. We give you access right now, God, to get it out. God, not our will, but your will be done in our lives right now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. We seek your forgiveness. God, we thank you, Lord, for saving our souls right now, God. God, we speaking right now, God. Those who may be watching or listening right now, God. God, if they're seeking their purpose, God, reveal their purpose to them right now, God. Help them to understand what you have for them right now, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we speaking right now, God. Those that may feel lost, God. Those that may feel abandoned right now, God. God, we're speaking right now, God, that you encourage their heart, encourage their minds right now. In the name of Jesus. God, we speak, God. Guide those, God, who feel lost, God. Guide them right now, God. In the name of Jesus. And we bind everything the devil stands for. We counsel the devil's assignment right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit of defeat. We bind every depression, depressive spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. We're speaking right now, God, that you bring healing to God, mind, body, and soul right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, God, for victory, God. We receive victory right now in the name in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing right now, God. We thank you right now, God, for opening up blind eyes, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Physically and spiritually right now, in the name of Jesus, God, even the emotions right now, God, we speak it right now, God, those who may need emotional healing right now, God, we speak in healing right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, those who may feel like they're in despair, God, those who don't know what to do, God, we speak it right now, God, that you reveal yourself to them right now, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we know, God, even this month being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, God, I thank you right now, God, for rescuing those, God, who might have been in that situation right now, God. And God, we speak right now, God, that you bring forth, God, people right now that's going to be courageous to speak about it right now, God. And helping those to know, God, that that was not the plan that you have for them right now, God. Help people to understand their value, God, their worth right now, God. God, even those who may be looking for love, help them first to acknowledge what love is and what love ain't right now. In the name of Jesus, first of all, God, ask God to help them, God, to embrace love that you have for them right now. In the name of Jesus. And God, even God, the love that you want them to have for themselves right now. In the name of Jesus, even being able to understand the amount of love to give to others who are qualified right now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, for everything that you've done, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for healing right now, God. I thank you even for healing my body right now, God. I thank you for it right now, God. God, I thank you, Lord, for a prosperous week right now, God. And not just for myself, but even those who may be watching or listening right now. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord, for deliverance right now. Even seeing right now, God, those who may feel like giving up on life. God, even those who may feel like giving up on their purpose right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for rescuing them right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging them right now, God. God, thank you, Lord, for being their lifeline right now and bringing the lifeline to them right now. In the name of Jesus, even those in the hospital room, God, touch and heal everywhere right now. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you right now, God, for the testimony, God, coming from this, God. I thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, God. And, Lord, you thank you, Lord, for safety, God. Thank you, Lord, for your protection right now, God. God, thank you, Lord, for counseling the devil's assignment right now. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, for most importantly, everything. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. I thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in. If you want to get in contact with me, I'm Brother Prater. You can catch me on Facebook, Brother Prater, B-R-O-T-H-E-R, Prater, P as in Paul, R-A, T as in Tom, E-R. On my Facebook page, you can see my daily devotion and my videos. Also, you can catch my app. I have a mobile app. Like I said earlier, it's on Android as well as Google Play Store. well, Android and Apple also, as well as Windows. You can see my daily devotions, my videos, and the calendar show my personal appearances. Also, you can go to the store section where you can purchase my book, A Few Good Men, Path to Godly Fatherhood. A Few Good Men were written to inform men their needs and their responsibilities towards their family, their children, even their children's mother, regardless if they're with them or not. But also, even to the ladies, to make sure that, you know, it's equal. So I speak to the ladies on that. So it's not just for men, but it's also for ladies too. Also, the other book, The Girl Who Was Her Brother's Keeper, Love Beyond Life, it's a tribute to my sister Sheila Prater, who was tragically killed in the hands of domestic violence. And so that being said, I appreciate y'all's support and y'all love, and know that the best is yet to come. Not just for myself. Yeah. Not just for myself, but for you too. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? And we're not just talking about saying it. We're talking about putting it into action. So from today forth, put God's word in action in Jesus' name. God bless you and good night. And thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to Rethink My Heart podcast. God bless you and good night.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is the number one place to bet touchdowns. New to DraftKings? Try betting on something simple, like picking a player to take it in for six. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app and make your pick. Here's a reason for new customers to do a touchdown dance of their own. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Score big with DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one place to bet touchdowns. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code IHEART. That's code IHEART for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500. 21 and over, Virginia only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ftball.
Did you know every 3 seconds someone is a victim of identity theft? LifeLock wants to give you helpful tips to protect your identity this Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Adding multi-factor authentication with a security code is one way to boost your security. But for comprehensive protection, trust LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal info and steps in to resolve issues that arise, guaranteed or your money back. Protect yourself with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Good morning. Let me know, but I didn't see him when I pulled in.
I didn't see him.
All right, if anybody else...
what's the problem? If there is some...
Bring it back. Well, keep it easy. If you find some, bring it back. Now, hey, you want complicated, you should see the freaking... engineering snafu I get to go look at when I get done here. Remember your training and you will come back alive.
Right.
No, they flat out told me over 85% of you will not make it back. And I said, sir, I'm a sniper. I ain't making it back at all. Hey, Mr. Taylor, I have a question. You're kind of computer savvy. When I go to print anything,
yeah.
no matter what it is, it prints on both sides. How do you make it to where it's... Because... But, see, when I log, if I go to another computer and I come back to this one, I got to do it again. Somebody changed the setting. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
It was always like that. I'm not coming back to it. I always have to do it. It's like that.
Yeah, well, somebody changed the set, and I've been trying to figure out what it's under.
Oh, well, I think he likes it like that.
I don't. Hey, I printed this stuff out twice. Because I couldn't figure out how to stop it until it was too late. And then, thank you, sir.
Here, look, the two go all the way.
Hey, I feel really soft when it's like 10 degrees outside. Yeah, blow it on the inside, it's from the outside.
What they
want
is what they already get. You already know that.
Whether we want it or not is irrelevant.
You see Miss Ramos today at all?
I have not. I was on a truck today, so I was out feeling most of it.
Did the old man go on a nightmare?
No.
And that other man is still in the hospital? I assume?
Say that again, sir?
The inmate that fell in the hospital road was
Texas. Oh, I don't know. I hadn't heard about that one.
All of this. What's up, bud?
Yeah, he had an emergency, he had a burnout. What's up, buddy?
Okay.
I don't want to know what the hell him and Harvey walked on the
got my keys. Freaking inmate walking around just by himself. Just now. Freaking North Tower officers doing this. People just did them.
And then they're
going to
look at us because they're in the kitchen, right?
But we're like, bro, we're doing the kitchen. Why do they hoot and holler? You know, but the first day they're like shell shocked, like, oh, what am I doing? What am I gonna hit? And then a week goes by, they're like, hey, boom. What happened? Why did he do this? Well, ask the inmate. We told them don't do stupid shit, but they do it. Apparently there was no sergeant or anybody, so when they try to call back up, the nurse who paid, nope, we're not coming. Imagine explaining that.
Huh.
Might have been some pre-existing stuff in there first, but no water. Damn. We need to try to get them to give us some of that water, you know what I'm saying? The reverse osmosis?
Yeah.
I'm all about that, especially when my bag broke, so I can't
right.
bring my water on my bike anymore. It'd be nice if we had a little stash in here, but God forbid they give a shit about our health.
No, there wasn't.
I guess there wasn't that many, but before that, when there was the fry, there was leftover on the ground in here, so I rated that when I figured out it was reverse osmosis. But now there's a recall on all plastic water containing, you know, plastic containing water. Better watch out. Where you been, man? You've been like, I've seen you like 2 times in the last month. What is the deal? You just getting all that in vacay, huh? Are you doing part time?
I don't know if that was the case month.
Same. Well, I don't have November for me. Every day is a heavy day.
I think we're on a soft ration. I don't know.
I saw like 6-7 boxes in there the other day.
Oh, wow. That's a job enough.
I don't know if they're still there now, but...
Yeah, I think whoever's not here probably going to get their TV done. They're there till 4, and they are also back again at 7. I did, because they literally just emailed the schedule after I took a picture. Sent out, so we were supposedly without hot water through the weekend.
or possibly going to be without hot water through the weekend. I do not know if we have hot water restored, and they just didn't even know what I was talking about. So, so I don't know what the deal is there, so, you know, take it that what you will. But I had a great weekend. But yeah, that's all I really have. Make sure you get your TV done. If you have not done your benefit yet, please jump on that. And your uniform request, if you have not turned in your uniform request, make sure you turn that in today, because the cutoff date is tomorrow. Unless you're comfortable, you have a uniform to do
that. I thought the cutoff day was in July, as we feel
it. It's the 15th. It's the 15th. It's usually the 15th.
It's always October to July. At least when I was in housing, and then I Peel said that, so I don't know if he's wrong or.
No, I can very well be wrong. I say put it in as quickly as possible, especially because apparently it's taking them. Well, you might see by the time it's next, apparently this new quartermaster, there's something going on with the purchasing and the company and the contract, and apparently it's a whole mess. Even the new SRT guys, that been SRT for a couple of months now, they still don't have their uniforms.
Some of them guys are, but some of them.
I think some of them bought that on their own.
So, before detail, okay, there was an inmate by himself in
the hall. Oh, you went there already?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I said, where's your officer? He said, he's down the hall.
Yeah.
I said, don't come over here unless you have your officer. Go to your back to your officer. I mean, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
So if they come in here and they get hurt, I mean, and we haven't even had detail yet. I mean, this is
we take care of that or not, it's still going to fall on them. I mean, yeah, we can take care of it, but then when the question comes up, hey, this inmate's a West Tower trustee, what are y'all doing? Well, you know, they're an officer. We couldn't find their officer, so. And then that's going to fall right on them. We just do what we're supposed to do and not worry about where the kids fall. And that kind of sucks for them because they're going to have a lot of questions to answer. Damn.
Did
you turn into an interview or joke?
We can say that. We're going to be pretty cool.
All right, y'all.
What did that mean?
Huh?
What
did
that mean?
You went out of the details for those who show up in details, sir.
Thank you.